إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحديث 89 بعد 100 من عمدة الأحكام عن سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر وأخروا السحور. We continue reading the explanations of عمدة الأحكام from تيسير العلام of the علامة الشيخ عبد الله البسام رحمه الله تعالى. The hadith number 189 on the authority of Sahl ibn Sa'd As-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people will continue to be upon good as long as they hasten to break the fast and delay the suhoor. المعنى الإجمالي لهذا الحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, قال الشيخ رحمه الله, الشارع الحكيم يحث على تمييز العبادة ووقتها عن غيره ليتبين النظام الطاعة في امتثال أوامره والوقوف بها عند حدودها. So there is a wisdom, the wisdom behind the legislation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incites us to differentiate between ibadah, the act of worship, and the time when this act of worship has to be performed from other than that. For example, eating, it's normal for us as a human, but in Ramadan it's not. It has to be done a certain time. So it's an act of worship now. And he says, by this way, people, they show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by adhering to His commands. Because He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has set this time for us in Ramadan, especially, and also if some people fast in other than the fast in Ramadan, they do not eat until the time that Allah set for them. Not even 1 minute before Maghrib. Gotta wait until the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. قال وليد فإنه لما جعل غروب الشمس هو وقت إفطار السائم حثه على مبادرة الفطر عند أول ذلك الوقت, وأخبر أن الناس لا يزالون بخير ما عجلوا الفطر لأنهم بذلك يحافظون على السنة. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the time for the breaking of the fast. It is Maghrib, sunset. And also Allah incites us. And of course, when we say the legislator, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his religion. And that's taken from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this beautiful religion of Islam incites us to hasten to break the fast in its first time. The Prophet ﷺ informed us that the people will continue to be upon good as long as they follow this direction. And they hasten to break the fast. They don't delay. Why? Because by doing so, they preserve in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. قال فإذا أخروا الفطرة فهو دليل على زوال الخير عنهم لأنهم تركوا السنة التي تعود عليهم بالنفع الديني وهو المتابعة, والدنيوي الذي هو حفظ أجسامهم وتقويتها بالطعام والشراب اللذين تتوق أنفسهم إليهما. The Sheikh says, likewise, when people delay the breaking of the fast, that's a proof that the good will not be among them. Why? Because they have left the Sunnah. They are not implementing the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And applying the Sunnah bring those who adhere to it benefits as related to the religion. What is it? Meaning adhering to it, and they get the reward by adhering to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you get rewarded by adhering to the Sunnah. Likewise, there is benefits in this life, since when they hasten to break the fast, they preserve their bodies. People are thirsty and they're hungry, and especially they're waiting for that moment. So nobody's going to tell them, no, we're going to wait. And this happened. Some people, they do it. And especially the ignorance among the Muslims who do not learn their knowledge, their religion, from its proper sources. And you find them, they become victims, an easy prey to some sheikh and some maulana, as they call them. You will find the whole place, they're waiting for one man. If he doesn't eat first, they don't eat. And they're just waiting for him. All of them, they want to eat. Maghrib is already in, 5 minutes later, 10, they're still waiting for one guy. And when you ask him, he says, no, that's respect. That's the sheikh. We can't eat before him. Why can't you? Allah tell you to break the fast at Maghrib. See how it is? Sometimes people, they, instead to respect the Sunnah, they go against it to show respect to some guy who don't know the Sunnah. And that's how certain people go wrong. By showing respect to certain people instead to show respect to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, Maghrib is in, you break the fast. You don't need a permission from the Imam. And you don't have to wait until the Imam eats so you can eat. No. Maghrib is in, you break the fast. ما يؤخذ من الحديث أولا استحباب تعجيل الفطر إذا تحقق غروب الشمس برؤية أو خبر ثقة. Some of the benefits from this hadith: number one, it is highly recommended to hasten the fast, the breaking of the fast, once the sun has set completely, whether by you seeing it yourself, that the sun has submerged completely, you don't see any part of it, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, that's what he means. He says, if the sun is still submerging and you can still see a part of it, you still fast it. You wait until it's all gone. Whether by you yourself, you were watching the sunset and the sun set completely, or you were informed by a trustworthy person, especially in our times, the Adhan. You hear the Adhan and the like. ثانيا إن تعجيل الفطر دليل على بقاء الخير عند من أجله وزوال الخير عن من أجله. Hastening to break the fast as soon as sunset is a proof that good will continue to be among those who adhere to this and hasten to break the fast immediately. And also it is a proof that good will go away from those who delay the breaking of the fast. They delay it. They wait after sunset. Sun already set it, but they're still waiting. They add some time from their own selves. والخبر الخير المشار إليه في الحديث هو اتباع السنة مع أنه من محبوبات النفوس. And the Shaykh said, this good that is mentioned, that the people, they will continue to be upon good, he said that good is the Sunnah, that Allah will make it easy for the people to be upon the Sunnah. Even though eating the food immediately after at sunset, that's something that everybody wants to do. That's what usually people like to do. People are waiting for sunset anyway. Still, it's a lot of good for them. Now you find the ignorance and the mubtadi'ah from the extreme Sufis and from the Shia. They think that by delaying the iftar, that's what good is. That's why the Shaykh he mentioned in the fourth benefit, Al-Hadith min Mu'jizat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is one of the Mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'jizat, they usually translate as a miracle. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something, and it did happen as he mentioned it. فَإِنَّ تَأْخِيرَ الْإِفْطَارَ عَمِلَ بِهِ الشِّيَعَةِ الَّذِينَ هُمْ إِحْدَى الْفِرَقِ الضَّالَّةِ وليس لهم قدوة في ذلك إلا اليهود الذين لا يفطرون إلا عند ظهور النجوم. He says, indeed, delaying the iftar, it was acted upon by the Shia. By the Shia, who are deviated and misguided. One of the groups that are misguided. He said, they have no example in this. No one. Because the Prophet ﷺ, who is the best example for all of us, he doesn't do this. He breaks the fast immediately. The companions as well. But the Shaykh, he says, but the Shia, they have no example except the Jews, the Yahud. Because the Yahud, the Jews, when they fast, they don't break the fast until they see the stars in the sky. They wait until they see the stars. So the Shia, of course, the ulama who talks about the Shia, they say that the Shia has a lot of similarities with the Jews, with the Yahud, al-iyadu billah. In many points, in aqidah, in ibadat, in many things. Before we move on to the next hadith, I want to share with you something from the statement and the work of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith Muhammad Nasir al-Din Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. He was asked a question as related to, he said, some people, they say that if you are eating the suhoor and you hear the adhan of Fajr, you have to spit out what you have in your mouth. People, they ask these questions. People, they say, look, I'm eating and the adhan, you hear Allah, what you do now? What do you do? You have, now you have food in your mouth. Some people, they say, spit it out. The Sheikh, he says, no, you don't, you eat it. Rather, he says, we have a hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad or Al-Hakim. And he said it is sahih and al-Dhahabi as well. That the Prophet ﷺ, he says, إِذَا سَمِعَ أَحَدُكُمُ النِّدَاءَ وَالصَّحْنُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ فَلْيَأْتِ مِنْهُ حَاجَتَهُ فَلَا يَدَعُهُ حَتَّى يَأْخُدَ مِنْهُ حَاجَتَهُ. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. شيخ الألباني mentioned this hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if one of you hear the adhan for Fajr, the true adhan, and he has a plate of food in his hand, he should not put it down until he take from it what he needs. Until he take from it what he needs. And then Shaykh al-Albani says, and this doesn't contradict the ayah. Does not contradict the ayah when Allah says, continue to eat until the Fajr. Ayna'am. So then, and Shaykh al-Albani said, and therefore you see the mistake and of those who they say you have to stop earlier, which they call it imsak. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked about this. He said, Ya Shaykh, especially in Ramadan, some of the prayer schedules, they add an extra time. Right before Fajr, 15 minutes or more or less. And they say, they call it imsak. And bizamihim, by them doing this, they claim, look, we have to take our precautions. We don't want to continue to eat until Fajr comes in. But see the first hadith, and what Sheikh al-Albani says, yes, you continue to eat. Even if the Fajr is being called, you continue to eat. If you are eating. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى, he says that this time that they, some people put it there, it is a bid'ah, is an innovation, is dalal, is batil and void, because Allah commands us to eat, to continue to eat and drink until Fajr comes in, the true Fajr. Keep in mind that some of the calendars, they don't even, they put a time before even the true Fajr. Keep that in mind too. If you have a calendar, prayer schedule, that they don't put the Fajr, the real Fajr, they put 20 minutes before or 10 minutes. So we don't go with what the calendar says. The ulama, they said, if that prayer schedule agreed with the true time, the real time of Fajr, then yes, you follow it. But if they put the time for Fajr before the real Fajr is in, no, you don't have to follow that. You follow what Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing. If they said to you that the sunset is at 8:15, but at 8:15 you still see the sun, you want to eat? And say, no, the calendar. What calendar? That's by a human being. They make a mistake. And it happens sometimes. No, you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, pay no mind to those times that they put in those calendars and they call them imsak and they call them this and that. He says, no, we have to follow the Quran and follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحديث التسعون بعد المئة حديث 190 عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقبل الليل منها هنا وأدبر النهار منها هنا فقد أفطر الصائم. On the authority of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the night came this way, and the day go away this way, فَقَدْ أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمُ, the one who's fasting breaks his fast. The one who's fasting breaks his fast. المعنى الإجمالي تقدم أن وقت الصيام, and for those who may say, you mean أَقْبَلَ came this way, meaning when the night comes in, and because when the night comes, put an end to the day, that's what he meant. When a day comes to an end and then the night is in, that's when you break the fast, at the sunset. قال الشيخ تقدم أن وقت الصيام الشرعي من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس. He says, we learned in a previous classes earlier, the Shaykh mentioned that the time that we're supposed to fast is from Fajr, from dawn until sunset. From dawn until sunset. From dawn until sunset. So that's when we fast. We don't fast from sunrise. Some people, they have this misconception that you start fasting from sunrise, so therefore from Fajr, from dawn until sunrise, they can still eat and laugh. And you don't fast until Asr, until Maghrib. ولذا فقد أفاد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته أنه إذا أقبل الليل من قبل المشرق وأدبر النهار من قبل المغرب بغروب الشمس فقد دخل الصائم في وقت الإفطار الذي لا ينبغي له تأخيره عنه بل يعاب بذلك امتثالا لأمر الشارع وتحقيقا للطاعة وتمييزا لوقت العبادة من غيره وإعطاء للنفس حقها من متع الحياة المباحة. Said, for this reason the Prophet ﷺ has made it clear for his ummah that when the night comes from the east side, and the day go away from the west side, and that's where they call it the sunset. At that moment, the fasting person has entered the time when it's permissible for him or her to break the fast, and they should not delay it. Rather, they should adhere to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey what Allah has legislated by breaking the fast immediately, and also by giving the nafs its right from the lawful things that we usually enjoy in this life. So somebody's nafs, the food is in front of him and his nafs wants it, and then you don't delay. Go ahead, say Bismillah and break the fast. As the sunnah in breaking the fast, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to, as in the hadith of Anas, Prophet ﷺ, kana yuftiru ala rutabat. Rutab is a type of date, they're very soft and taste good too. We don't see them here a lot. And also they're seasonal. Except for those people who have a lot of them, what they do, they freeze them or they put them in a cold. So they save them. Okay? Otherwise they are seasonal, not like dates, they can stay for a long time. But if somebody that couldn't find those rotab dates, witr, 1 or 3 or 5 or 7, inshallah, and some water as well, and a person doesn't eat a lot before he pray, because that may make him lazy or keep him away from Salat al-Maghrib, person break the fast and pray, and then after Salat al-Maghrib they can go and eat, still once again with moderation. Don't go eat until they hurt themselves, can even move. Now they eat in moderation because they still have to come pray Isha and Taraweeh inshallah comfortably. And remember, this month is the month of Ibadah and forgiveness and khair. It's not the month of food. You know, and some people, they act in Ramadan like they never ate before, 6 months. And Ramadan comes, they start eating right and left, from Maghrib until Suhoor. That's all they do, eat, snacks, ice cream, cakes, juice, name it. La ya akhi. Eat what you can, a little bit, it be enough. Na'am, barakallahu feekum. Ma yu'khadu min al-hadith. أولا استحباب تعجيل الفطر إذا تحقق غروب الشمس. You hasten to break the fast, number one, once you're sure that it is Maghrib, sunset. Okay? Here there is a point I want to mention, is that what if somebody mistakenly broke the fast thinking that it was sunset? Because it happened before. In our times, alhamdulillah, we have clocks and times that they say that we know that Maghrib comes, for example, at 9 o'clock. But in some areas, at this time of technology and an iPhone and Windows and software and all of this, Macintosh and all of them, still maybe somewhere in the globe, people don't know what the clock is. They're somewhere. They just go with the sunset. So if, for example, some people, it was cloudy and it turns out they thought it's Maghrib, and then they break the fast, they ate, and then a couple minutes later the sun comes back, what they do? They just stop. If they were still eating, they stop and they continue until Maghrib. And it happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It happened to them. It happened that once it was very cloudy and it was very dark, and they thought that was Maghrib, and they ate, and then after that the sun comes back again. Alright. ثانيا أنه لا بد من وجود إقبال الليل الذي يقارنه إدبار النهار الإفطار. He said it is a must that the night has to arrive, and by the arriving of the night, the day come to an end. That's the time when you break the fast. Not just whenever it is dark out there. No, especially in night, in winter time, and in a rainy day, you know, or a foggy day, you know, maybe like there's a lot of fog or rain, it's overcast, cloudy. Sometimes, subhanAllah, right by Asr time, it's already dark. You think it's already Maghrib. So you have to make sure that this is the time for Maghrib. قال فإن مجرد الظلمة من قبل المشرق مع وجود الشمس ليس معناه إقبال الليل. He said just because there is some darkness, the Shaykh says, okay, from the east side, but the sun still there, unless it is the time really when the night is in. ثالثا قوله فقد أفطر الصائم يحتمل معنيين. The Shaykh says when the Prophet ﷺ says when the night comes in, the person who is fasting has broken his fast. He says this means two things. Number one, إما أنه أفطر حكما بدخول الإفطار ولو لم يتناول مفطرا. He says this may mean that the ruling of the end of his day of fasting has arrived. This is the ruling. Even though he didn't eat something, even if he didn't eat anything, he's not fasting anymore because Maghrib is in. And they were commanded to fast only until Maghrib. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ دَخَلَ فِي وَقْتِ الْإِفْطَارِ ويكون الحث على تعجيل الفطر على بابه وهذا أولى ويؤيده رواية البخاري فقد حل الإفطار. He says, or it could mean that the time of breaking the fast has arrived, and that person should break the fast immediately. And he says, and this is the أولى. This meaning take priority over the other. And especially remember, we'll share with you that Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he says that a person is not enough that just sunset comes in, but the person has to break the fast by eating something or drinking something. And Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he says, if someone couldn't find anything to eat or drink, by intention they break the fast. In their heart, they know that they are not fasting anymore. رابعاً ينبني على هذين المعنيين حكم الوصال. فإن قلنا معنى فقد أفطر الصائم أفطر حكما فالوصال باطل لأنه لا يمكن، وإن قلنا معناه فقد دخل في وقت الفطر فيكره مع اقترانه بالنهي عن الوصال. هذا الشيخ منشن أفائدة. What is the rulings? They are consequences of these two meanings that he mentioned. He said if we say that by the sunset that person who is fasting take the ruling of not fasting anymore, because by Maghrib he's not fasting anymore, then he says this will make the ruling of Wisal void. What is Wisal? Wisal is to continue fasting. Because the Prophet ﷺ used to fast until the next Maghrib, 2 days in a row. And as we're going to have another hadith talk about that, the next hadith actually, but the Prophet ﷺ, he forbade the Ummah to do that. He forbade the people to fast, for example, let's say they start fasting from Fajr, right? But they have to break the fast when? Maghrib. No, some people, they want to like, no, we're going to, Maghrib comes in, they don't eat anything, they still fasting. Fajr comes in, they still fasting. They're going to break until the next Maghrib, so 2 days in a row, the Prophet ﷺ, he says no. Even though he did it, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did it, but he said to the companion, as we gonna learn in the next narration, if any one of you wants to do this, he has until suhoor next time, next suhoor. If somebody desire not to break the fast at Maghrib, they can continue until suhoor maximum. They don't continue until the next Maghrib. So he said, if we take the meaning that the person has broken the fast, meaning that the hukum that he's not fasting anymore once Maghrib comes in. He said, therefore, this wisal of fasting become void. He said, but if we say what it means from this hadith is that that person, he's in a time of breaking the fast, and therefore he should hasten to break the fast. He said, this is what, inshallah ta'ala, the meaning of wisal still included in it. Another chapter, Babu Afdal Siyami wa Ghairihi. Now this chapter talking about the best of fasting, and other than other things that are mentioned in this chapter, meaning some miscellaneous. This chapter here gather different topics, but still around fasting. Al-Hadith al-Hadi wa Tis'un ba'd al-Mi'ah, Hadith 191. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala, نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الوصال قالوا يا رسول الله إنك تواصل قال إني لست كهيئتكم إني أطعم وأسقى ورواه أبو هريرة وعائشة وأنس بن مالك رضي الله عنهم ولمسلم عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه فأيكم أراد أن يواصل فليواصل إلى السحر. In this hadith, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade wisal. He forbade, he said, do not do this wisal. Meaning, to continue fasting even after Maghrib comes in. Fasting until the next day. Meaning to fast 2 days in a row without breaking the fast of Maghrib. Okay? Until the next Maghrib, the next day. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he forbade this. They said to him, O Messenger of Allah, but you do it. You do it, O Messenger of Allah. He says, I am not like you. I'm fed and given to drink. So this is the literally translation, okay? And this hadith also, the Shaykh Imam al-Maqdisi, who collected Umdat al-Ahkam, he says, is narrated by Abu Huraira, Aisha, and Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhum. And he says, and Imam Muslim collected on the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhum, that the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever amongst you wants to continue to fast, doesn't want to break the fast at Maghrib, he should continue until Suhoor. Now he continue until Suhoor. And in a footnote they said that this hadith here of Sa'id al-Khudri, Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, it is not collected by Imam Muslim, but rather it is collected by Imam al-Bukhari. Al-Ma'na al-Ijmali, so you all know what this word al-Wisal, from wasala, to continue. And this means, because once again, we start fasting at Fajr. When the true Fajr comes in, we stop eating and drinking and all the things that break the fast until Maghrib. Until Maghrib. But wisal is when you go until the next Maghrib. So Maghrib comes in, you don't eat anything. And you don't drink anything. And you pray Isha and Taraweeh. And whatever you do, you don't eat anything. Suhoor comes in, you don't eat anything. And then you fast another day until when? Until Maghrib. Then you can eat. That's wisal. قال الشيخ الشريعة الإسلامية سمحة ميسرة لا عانة فيها ولا مشقة. Once again, he reminds us about this beautiful religion of Islam. It is easy, lenient in its rulings and regulations. There is no hardship in it, and no difficulties. Allah didn't put no hardship in what He has legislated for His servants. ومشرع الحكيم يكره الغلو والتعمق لأن في ذلك تعذيبا للنفس وإرهاقا لها، والله لا يكلف نفسا إلا وسعها. And the legislator, the all-wise, the almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hate for people to go to extreme and put themselves in difficulties. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. No soul is to bear anything more than they can afford or within their abilities. No soul is asked to do anything beyond its scope. Whatever you can, that's what you don't go through hardship. لا, this is not from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال ولأن التيسير والتسهيل أبقى للعمل وأسلم من السأم والملل وفيه العدل الذي وضعه الله في الأرض. الله أكبر. He says, and also because easiness and leniency allow a person to continue to do the same work. Otherwise people get bored. If it's too hard and difficult, they give up. But if it's easy, they continue. الله أكبر. And also this is just. وهو إعطاء الله ما طلبه من العبادة وإعطاء النفس حاجتها من قواماتها. What is the justice in here? You still fulfilling the rights of Allah by performing the actions of worship, and you still fulfilling the rights of yourself, your nafs, by still not putting your nafs and yourself in difficulty and hardship. Allahu Akbar. لهذا نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الوسال في الصيام. وهو ترك ما يفطر بالنهار عمدا في ليالي الصيام. He says, for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ forbade the wisal in fasting, which means not to break the fast intentionally. Not somebody, for example, who was asleep and didn't wake up until after suhoor, or some, no, intentionally they didn't want to break the fast in the nights of fasting. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم لما أعطاه الله ما لم يعطيه غيره يواصل الصيام. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah provide him in a way that didn't provide for others. Okay? He used to actually continue his fast, doesn't break the fast at Maghrib or at night, doesn't eat anything at night until the next day. And continue to fast the next day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال الصحابة إنك تواصل ولنا فيك قدوة. The Sahaba, they says, because they wants to do it. And they mention the reason why they wants to do that. They says, because you're doing it. And you're our example. SubhanAllah, Sahaba, from the hirs, they want to do everything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do. Unless if they know that certain things only for the Prophet ﷺ, of course they don't. They know that. Anything that is specific for the Prophet ﷺ, that's specific for him. But in A'mal al-Khayr, the other ones, the Sahaba, they want to do it. So much so that Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, they didn't ask if this is obligatory, if this is recommended. If the Prophet ﷺ did it, they try to do it. They try to do it. Unlike some people, like, this, do this, is it wajib? No. Okay, you do it. Now the sunnah, the people who love the sunnah and love the Prophet ﷺ, they try their best to do what the Prophet ﷺ did in the best of their abilities. They don't have this behavior, oh, if it's just a sunnah, I don't want. No, they try. Yeah, it's not obligatory, but like, look, we found this, it got to be good. If the Prophet ﷺ did it, Sahaba did it, he got to be good for us, I'm going to try my best to do it. And this, the Shaykh says, when they say this, when they say to him, well, we want to be like you, we following you. He said, this is before he let them know that he's not like them. He has an advantage over them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال إني لست مثلكم لأني أبيت يطعمني ربي ويسقيني وليس لكم هذا فتقوون على الوصال. And he explained to them, he said to them, as for me, I am not like you. I spend the night fed and by my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and given to drink. And this is not for you. None of you get this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this favor, so that you will have that energy that you need to continue fasting until the next day. But still the Prophet ﷺ, who knows that the Sahaba really wants to do it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't just forbade them and said, don't do it, period. He says, وَمَا دُمْتُمْ رَغِبِينَ فِي الْوِصَالِ فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ قُوَّ عَلَيْهِ وَرَغْبَةً فِيهِ فَلْيُوَاصِلْ إِلَى السَّحَابِ. He didn't, but the Prophet ﷺ, he says, but since you show this zeal and you really want it, want to try and want to do it, then whoever amongst you find the strength within himself and he really wants to continue fasting even after Maghrib comes in, let him do so until Suhoor. Let him do so until Suhoor. لأنه تأخير للعشاء فيكون طعامه في ليالي الصيام وجبة واحدة. He says, so therefore, what is this person, what he's doing, he's just delaying his dinner until Suhoor. And therefore, this person, he will eat only once, instead to eat at Maghrib and eat at Suhoor. Now this person, he will eat only once at Suhoor. ومن حكم الصيام التخفف من الطعام. The Sheikh says, and actually, one of the realities behind fasting that we should always keep in mind, that we have to cut down on food. It's not like from Maghrib people eat and continue to eat. Some people eat more in Ramadan than not in Ramadan. Yeah, subhanAllah. No, actually you gotta cut down on food. You eat at Maghrib and that's it. Give time for your soul to eat. There is two types of food. There is a food for your belly and there is a food for your heart and for your mind, for your soul. So if you're busy with your belly eating so and you neglect your soul and your heart and your mind, you'll be weak, you're starving. That's why people, they make bad decisions, poor decisions, which is illustrated in the ill manners they display with one another because they're starving. They don't have enough nutrients, they have no energy to face the ignorance of others because they're weak. But if they've been reading Quran, remembering Allah and learning, that will give them strength in their soul. So when an ignorant person call him names, he's like, he's strong, he's like, nah, you're not going to get me, you see. But if somebody is so weak, for example, because he's not giving his soul and mind the real nutrients, which is the remembrance of Allah and the good manners of Islam, he'd be weak. Somebody may just bump to him, he's ready to fight. But somebody who's really strong and versed in this issue, like take care of his soul and the purification of his soul, that person, mashallah, you can even push him around. SubhanAllah, that's why we hear from the way of the Salaf, people call them names, push them, they smile. And we have the best example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In times, the Bedouins, some people who come from the desert, they don't know no manners, nothing. They rush, rough people, because they walk around camels. And they learn that roughness from the camels. The sheep are nice and easy. That's why those who graze and the sheep, they learn from them the easiness, the leniency, the calmness. And those who graze the camels, they learn from them the toughness and the roughness. Amen, that's true. Because the camels are rough. The sheep are nice. So now the Bedouins, they used to come, they don't know anything. They just, Ya Muhammad! They don't tell him, Ya Rasulallah, Bi Abi Anta wa Ummi. They don't say this. Oh Muhammad,
give me from the rights of Allah now.
What the Prophet said? He smiled and said, give them. They say once the Prophet, who was amongst his companions, walking, and a Bedouin came and grabbed the Prophet with his collars and turned him around until he leave a marks on the Prophet's neck. And some of the companions, they want to really take care of the man, but the Prophet said, leave him alone, it's okay, he don't know. And subhanAllah, this is the akhlaq of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are we willing to do these things? We should remind ourselves, not like being filled with hatred and anger. You know why we're so angry, some of us? Because we're hungry. That's why. You're real hungry, man. You're not getting these principles of the deen. The soul is so starving. You know, that's why we act like that, poorly. But if we really know the ahadith and the ayat, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, those who repress anger, they pardon others when they do wrong to them. These are the characteristics of the good doers that Allah praised them in the Quran. The Prophet said, whoever repress an anger while and pardon somebody while having the ability to carry out that punishment or whatever it is, but he forgive him, it's okay. He has the right to really carry out that punishment, but he forgave the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that person Yawm al-Qiyamah in front of everybody and make that person choose any of the Hur al-Ain he wants. Allahu Akbar. So you really want, is it worth it now? When somebody look at you funny and or call you a name and you want to go on, now look at the reward now. But we all know the when we give an examples of money, yeah, we know that. Especially if we need some money and somebody say, look, I want you to spend some time with my nephew, right? I don't have time, but look, he's going to give you a lot of hard time. I'm watching. He's going to give you a hard time. He's going to call you names. He's going to push you. He's going to give you attitude. But whenever he give you an attitude and you smile, you get $1,000. What do you think people be doing? Huh? And you know the man has money. He already give you advance, maybe. He said, hey, keep this 10,000. You know, I got more. Because I know he's going to disrespect you more than 10 times a day. That's why I'm giving you this advance. This 10,000 is only advance. So now you got the money in your hand. What would you do? He disrespect you, says it what? You punch him in the face? Huh? You do that?
No.
Because he said, if you punch him, man, or call him names, you get nothing. So what do you do? You know what I will do? I wish if this man disrespect me even more. You know why? Because the more he disrespect me and being rude to me and patient, I'm cashing out. The more money come into my pocket. Okay, you get all the money of the dunya. Can all the money in the dunya buy you one good deed? Or can get you in the Jannah? No. Who's going to get the Jannah? That which Allah promised. So likewise, ikhwan, when people call you names or this, forgive them. Let them go. And you have to, if you apply this with the people that you see in the streets or this, what about applying them with the people who are close to you? Your parents, for example. Your wife. And the wife with her husband. And with your children. And the children with their parents. Now, you know, it's very important. People, subhanAllah, they're willing to fight for nothing. You step on a man's shoe, that's it. He don't know you anymore. Is it worth it? That's all. This brotherhood is that's between us is just one shoe. You step in a man's shoe and that's it. Now he want to fight you and call your names? Forget about it. If somebody step on your shoe and they may feel bad, I'm sorry, Akhi, don't worry about it. You know what? Come here, step on. If you step on my foot, it's not a problem, man. Talking about a shoe, this is nothing. It's okay, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it. You're my brother. And that's how we should look at it. And keep in mind, when somebody acts like that, which is not good for them, try to find excuses for your brothers. Say, maybe he has a bad day. That's my brother. I know him. He's acting, like that, but that's not him. I know him. I'm sure tomorrow he's going to come and apologize. That's it. But if you sit there, some people may just try you, which is not good. But they're like, subhanAllah, that's all. I'm nobody to you. Just because I made a mistake, that's it. I'm nobody. You treat me like this. Who is my brother, my beloved brother? I love you for the sake of Allah, man. We're going to get down. Go down for what? SubhanAllah, look. Naam, ya. And when we do those things, we do it because this is what Allah loves. When you pardon, when you forgive, make things easy for the people. Don't make things hard. Even if somebody borrows something from you, that's your right. But if you see that they are not trying to cheat you, they're going through some hardship, and you tell them, don't worry about it, just I give you another month. Allahu Akbar, that's good. Or even you say, akhi, don't, just give me 500. The other 500 is from me to you. Don't worry about it. Just give me what you have. Yeah, because what are you going to do with the 500? You're going to get it and spend it, right or wrong. But if you make things easy for your brother, Allah make it easy for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that's what it is. That's the implementation. ما يؤخذ من الحديث أولا تحريم الوصال. Some of the benefits from this hadith that wisal is forbidden. ثانيا جوازه للقادر عليه إلى السحر وتركه أولى. The second benefit, however, it is permissible for the one who is able to do it, but until suhoor, not until next maghrib. Until suhoor, they still have to eat something and then. But leaving it alone is better. Meaning breaking the fast at maghrib, that's better. ثالثا رحمة الشرع الحكيم الرحيم بالأمة. This hadith also from the many hadith that highlight the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his servants, and the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah. Since he has made forbidden, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made forbidden for them that which is harmful for them. Not everybody. Many people barely make it to Maghrib. Now until next Maghrib. رابعا النهي عن الغلو في الدين فإن هذه الشريعة سمحة مقسطة تعطي الرب حقه والبدن حقه. Just like what he says, this hadith also another benefit, it is forbidden to go to extreme in religion. He said, keep in mind that this legislation is just. It's built upon ease, leniency, and justice. When you fulfill what Allah commands you to do, there is a justice in it. Because now you're giving Allah His right, which is the ibadah. And if you do it the way Allah commands you to do, then you're just to yourself as well. Don't put a burden on yourself. خامسا إن الوصال من خصائص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنه الذي يقدر عليه وحده ولا يلحقه أحد بهذا المقام. وصال continue to fast without breaking the fast. He said this is from the things that are specific to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He alone can do this and no one can match him صلى الله عليه وسلم in this one. سادسا إن معنى الطعام والشراب بالنسبة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث هو لذة المناجاة وسرور النفس الكبيرة بلقاء محبوبها وله شواهد في الناس وهذا المعنى الذي يحصل لخليل الرحمن وحبيبه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والسلام عليه لا يلحقه في أحد. Now he gave us, that's why I said to you, when I said to you literally, that's what he means. Allah feed him and give him the drink. That was like word for word translation. That's why the Shaykh says, but the meaning of it here, that food and drink that the Prophet says get from Allah, is the sweetness of the and the happiness of the soul when it's connected through ibadah with the Creator. When people are in connection and don't, maybe I shouldn't even use this word connected because somebody may understood it another way, so I take that back. When the people are constantly remembering Allah in a perfect way, they forget about food and drink. And that's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He enjoys the ibadah that he doesn't even need food and drink. And the Shaykh says, and this it is witnessed by certain people. When they're so happy, they don't even want to eat. Very wrong. Now some people who are so happy because something happened to them, they don't even have no desire for food. Very wrong. Because they're so happy. He says, but this happened only to the Khalil and the Habib of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. سابعا أن غروب الشمس وقت للإفطار ولا يحصل به الإفطار كما تقدم وإلا لما كان الوصال معنا إذا صار مفطرا بغروب الشمس. That sunset, number 7, he says, sunset is a time that indicate the breaking of the fast. But it doesn't mean that as soon as Maghrib, sunset is there, person already is not fasting anymore. That automatically his fast has been broken. No. Otherwise, this wisal will have no meaning. But person still have to eat something or drink something to break the fast. Number 8, فيه ثبوت الخصائص للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وتكون مخصصة لقوله تعالى قد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Likewise, this hadith established that the Prophet ﷺ has certain things that are specific for him. And with this we understand the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed you have in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best example to be followed. He says, yes, we follow him, but not in things that are specific for him. We should learn the things that are specific for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody share with him those things. So we don't say, no, look, Allah says you have in the Messenger of Allah the best example, we're going to do it. No, if it's only for him, we don't try that. Barakallahu fiqh. Then the next hadith is the... We're not going to have time to deal with this hadith. We'll read to you the hadith. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول والله لأصومن النهار ولأقومن الليل ما عشت. This hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنهما, who said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was informed that I was saying, I mean Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was saying this, by Allah I will fast every single day and stay in night every, and I stay in prayers and remembrance of Allah every single night as long as I live. That's what Abdullah ibn Amr, and he was young then, that's what he said. The Prophet ﷺ was informed. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت الذي قلت ذلك. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, so you're the one that said this. فقلت له قد قلته بأبي أنت وأمي. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, he said, yes, I said it. May my mother and father be ransom for you, O Messenger of Allah. قال فإنك لا تستطيع ذلك فصم وأفطر ونم وقم. The Prophet said to him, you cannot do this. You won't be able to do this. Rather, fast some days and break the fast, meaning don't fast other days. And sleep sometimes at night and stand up other nights, other times of the night for ibadah. وصم من الشهر ثلاثة أيام فإن الحسن بعشر أمثالها وذلك مثل صيام الدهر. And he said to him, and fast 3 days out of a month. Of course, Ramadan, he has to fast all of it. He said, fast 3 days. Other for the other months, the optional fast, fast 3 days for every month. For indeed, one good deed equal 10. And if you do this, you fast Ramadan, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmahullah ta'ala will explain, and fast every 3 days, 3 times 10 is what? 30 is as though you fast all your life. قلت إني لا أطيق أفضل من ذلك. عبد الله بن معمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I can do better than that. I can afford to do better than this. Only 3 days, I can do better. قال فصم يوما وأفطر يومين. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him something else. He said, okay, whenever you fast 1 day, break the fast 2 other days. Meaning he'd be fasting what? 10 days a month. That's more than 3. طيب. قلت إني لا أطيق أفضل من ذلك. But Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he says, I can do better. I think it's time for the adhan. قلنا نسمع الأذان ونكمل الحديث. تعال يا. نعم. So once again we start the hadith from the beginning that the narrator of this hadith is the great companion Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. He says that the Prophet ﷺ was informed that I was saying, I will certainly by Allah, I swear by Allah I will fast every single day and I stand in prayers every single night as long as I live. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, so you the one that said this? He said, yes, I said that. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you're not going to be able to do this. Rather, you should fast some days and break and don't fast others. And yes, you can stand up in prayers a part of the night, but you sleep another part of the night. And he said to him, the Prophet ﷺ suggested and advised him to fast 3 days out of every month. And he said to him, indeed, one good deed equal to 10. And if you do this, it's as though you fasted all your entire life. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, he said to the Prophet ﷺ, I can afford more to do more. I can fast more than 3 days. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, okay, fast. Whenever you fast 1 day, take a break 2 days. Fast 1 day, don't fast 2 days. Then fast the next day, don't fast 2 days. That was to bring it like to 10. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma still says, I can do better. I can afford to do better than that. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْتَرْ يَوْمًا فَذَلِكَ صِيَامُ دَاوُودَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, fast 1 day, break the next day. Meaning fast every other day. And this is the fasting of Dawood عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and this is the best fasting. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhum still said to the Prophet ﷺ, I can do better than that. فقال لا أفضل من ذلك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, there is nothing better than this. وفي رواية قال لا صوم فوق صوم أخي داود عليه السلام شطر الدهر فصوم يوما وأفطر يوما. In another narration, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, there is no fasting that is better than the fasting of my brother داود عليه السلام. That's the half of his life. If a person continues to do that. He said, therefore, fast 1 day and not the other. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.